Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Donnie Football in solo on a Football Friday. No Joe taking the New Year's holiday off and giving himself a bit of a long weekend. Austin Bechtold is with me behind the glass. Austin hosting the evening show last night. I hosted 2 to 6 yesterday. Now we are together again, melting together for the next 3-plus hours with you as we are nearly 1 hour already into this show. And the crowd is lively, whether it be the callers, the texters, the YouTube chatters, about this game, Steelers and Ravens. Do you have the same excitement level that you usually have? It's an AFC North championship game. And we got Steelers-Ravens Sunday night. I think it's pretty hard to not be pumped up for it. 412-928-9370. Will is in Monaco. What's up, Will?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. What do you got for me?
Hey, earlier you were alluding to crowd participation. I really think the biggest thing in this game is they come out and score on the first drive. I think that states a lot. And if you want to really get the crowd into it and you want to get people excited, don't go 3-and-out on the first drive, because that's when it's going to start to dull.
I think that would really get the place rolling. Like, if they I can't see them winning the toss and electing to receive. I do think it's always a smarter play to defer. But if they get the football first, go down and score a touchdown, there's like 10 minutes to go in the first quarter or something, and the Steelers are up 7-0. That's going to have that atmosphere rocking pretty good. Or the Ravens come out, go 3-and-out, or the Steelers force a punt or a turnover, and then they score. It's been what? Like, it's 67 games in a row, 68 games in a row.
Oh, I think we're approaching 70 now.
That they haven't scored more than 7 points.
Yeah.
In the first quarter.
Do you expect that to change this week?
If I say no, that means it'll happen. So I'll say no.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. I can't see it changing.
I'll say no, and then they'll come out and they'll score like 17 in the first quarter. But see, here's the other way I feel, and I know that, you know, we don't always like to hide our pick for the game until the very end. Joe and I often get to it pretty early. It is starting to really give me a feel of like a classic Steelers get up off the mat game. You know, it's a little bit different than last week. We got the vibe last week a lot after the Ravens won that game Saturday night that people said, well, here comes the Steelers laying an egg. And they did. This is a little bit different. This is sort of like the post-Buffalo game, or the post-Packers game feel to me. The Steelers just had a very disappointing loss in a big moment of their season, and they got up off the mat and they won the football game. They did that against the Colts midway through the season, and at that time, the Colts were the best team in the NFL with the best offense in the NFL, and they had 10 points after 45 minutes of play. And then after that Bills game, everything, all the venom that was in that stadium that afternoon, the Steelers had to go to Baltimore that next week, and the winner would have an advantage in the AFC North. And the Steelers dominated the better part of the first three quarters of the football game, and they won. Did they benefit from a dumb NFL rule? Probably. And we would be upset if that happened to the Steelers in a game. But they won the football game. They got up off the mat and they won the football game. That's kind of what this is giving me a feeling of here, Austin. You know, I know that the Browns, it was such a disappointing loss in Cleveland. And now a lot of the feeling is, oh, Baltimore's going to run them over. Derrick Henry's going to run for 300 yards and run them over. It's kind of giving me more of a feel of when you count these guys out the most, that's when they actually do Now, that's in the regular season. We count them out in the playoffs, and they do live up to those expectations.
But this is a playoff game. This is basically a playoff game. So, hypothetically, if they came out and were up 10-0 on Baltimore in the first quarter, it would be so stunning because in the first quarters of this drought that they've had, they've been outscored 73-0 in the first quarter of playoff games. So that really is the difference. We talk about how, you know, you need to finish strong and it really doesn't matter about how you start. But I do think in games like this, when historically we've learned how bad they have started, if not given them a chance to be able to finish the way they want to, a strong start is paramount in this game. Whether it's your first drive or your second drive, your scripted plays that Artie puts together have to be ones that amount to at least 7 points on the first two possessions.
You can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Let's get back to some of your calls. Greg is in Wisconsin. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Donnie. I'm excited for every Steelers game. I don't care if we're eliminated from the playoffs or not. Every chance I get to watch them, I'm excited. But, you know, you can't overlook that it's not just not winning a game. It's not even being competitive. That's all I ask. The narrative would be so much different if we had lost maybe by a field goal or a touchdown. But I agree with Lemus. This is a playoff game, and I do feel if we win this game, we will have some momentum going into next week. I mean, I really do. But if we lose this game, clean house. You got to. You cannot keep bringing Mike Tomlin back, and we're just on the merry-go-round of mediocrity. And I had a caller earlier saying we're spoiled. Are you kidding me? Come on now. So you guys have a great day. Go Steelers.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate that call. Something along with that, if they do lose this game, I agree that changes should take place. I mean, I will even agree with that if they go into the playoffs and get blown out like they tend to do. If they win this game and they get a home playoff game and they, you know, maybe get the Buffalo Bills again and it's a similar looking game as the first time, yeah, I want them to make changes, but that doesn't mean they will. Those are two different conversations, and I don't think that big change that everybody wants will happen. It will likely just be, hey, Terrell Austin's contract is up. We're going to let him go. Even though there should be some names out there that were previous head coaches that would make for pretty good defensive coordinators. That's all I'll say right now. 412-928-9370. Rob in Katanning. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I called in earlier, and I got a bone to pick with my man Adam Corrali. I called in under Bobby, and he said, Bobby don't sound like an adult name. It sounds like someone wearing a hat with a propeller. Because I said, I think Steelers are going to focus too much on Derrick Henry and forget about what Lamar Jackson can do, and he's going to shred us up. So I got a challenge for him. Baltimore wins, he got to go by Bobby Adam Corrali on Monday. If they lose, I'll wear a hat to work with a propeller on it, and I'll have my man DJ and Kyle send a picture into the station. Tell me what he thinks about that one.
I like that one. So we can mark that down, Austin. 10:58. Crowley has been issued a challenge from Robin Katanning. Yeah, that's sort of a thing as an aside that I have to consider in the years going forward. Like, when do I transition from Donnie to Don?
You don't have to at all. You can just stay Donnie. What's wrong with that?
But I feel like if I'm doing this and I'm like 55 years old and I'm still going by Donnie, that would be...
Who cares? Joey Tribbiani on Friends is iconic for Joey. He didn't just go by Joe later on in life. Why can't you just stick with Donnie?
I transition at some point, just go to Don.
But if that's what you like to be called, who cares what other people think? They should call you what you want to be called.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm not really worried about like that thought, like the public thought. That's just like my own thinking of
when will you internally say that Donnie is maybe a little bit too young for me?
Yeah,
like, you know, I'm like more of an old soul now.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been an old soul, but like, when does that happen? Like, when does somebody transition from, you know, Joey to Joe, or Donnie to Don or Johnny to John. I feel like that happens at some point.
Yeah. I mean, I have a friend named Johnny that we religiously call Johnny, or we call him by his last name, Staley. We're never going to call him John. At least I will never call him John. Unless, like, he, like, tells me you need to. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like if you enjoy the name that you are called, like Austin, but now Limits has taken on a life of its own, where now Limits has basically become my second name. Not even City Limits at this point. It's just Limits. I heard Crowley saying this on the morning show today, where... You know, I've embraced it. I'd rather people call me Austin, but I'm fine if people call me Limits.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably good to embrace a nickname if you're okay. Unless it's like a truly a bad nickname.
Like when he tried to call me Mr. P for like a month.
That one I didn't get. As in Austin P. That's what he was going
for
there.
Yeah, the school.
Yeah.
My dad used to always make that joke. Oh, maybe you should have went to Austin P. I was like, why, Dad? Just because my name's in the school?
Austin P.
You know anything about Austin P other than it's in Texas?
No, I didn't even know it was in Texas. 412-928-9370. A couple of more calls here before we get to Ray Fittipaldo. And we'll keep getting your calls in as the show goes on. Do not let Ray or myself or Austin interfere with you getting involved in the show, because I want to hear what you think about this Steelers-Ravens matchup. CW is out there on the road. The Pittsburgh CW. What's going on?
State lawmakers are raising...
Uh-oh, looks like we lost CW here. All right, so we're going to go to our guy. He called in. You mentioned his name earlier in the show, Austin. We got a very fiery call from Jeff and Latrobe, who so far set the tone. Dave in the north side had a pretty fiery call, too. I liked his. But this is the Lightning Aussie. Lightning Aussie. What's up, man?
Woo! It's time for the Lightning Aussie show. I want to start out to Steeler Nation. Grab your beers, grab your wine, sit down and watch this fabulous game. The key, let me say it again, the key to the victory will be shut Derrick Henry down. Now it's going to be a close one. Steelers win this game 19-13, and we move on. All the rhetoric will be ended. We will move on with a home game. So let's go, Steeler Nation, and Happy New Year.
We got to meet Lightning Aussie at some point.
Happy New Year, Lightning Aussie!
I really hope Lightning Aussie pops up at like a station event that we have at some point. I got to meet the guy.
That would be great.
Because all I picture is somebody who... is, you know, giving his best attempt at a Macho Man Randy Savage promo. And Lightning Aussie does have great calls, because here's what else is impressive. He does all of that, and he never really slips up.
No, he doesn't.
He never slips up on, you know, the promo that he's cutting when he calls in. I also just picture somebody with the intensity that he is speaking at or yelling at. His face is just beet red. And he has veins popping out of his head and neck.
He needs to take a huge deep breath out after he hangs up.
Yeah, like he has a headache after he makes a phone call. So great stuff there. Keep the calls coming. 412-928-9370.
I have a couple of texts here, Donnie. One person reminded me that Austin P is in Tennessee and not in Texas. I don't know why I always forget that.
Good call on that.
I don't know why I always forget that. But also that there are iconic Donnies like Donnie Wahlberg, Donnie Iris, other Johnnies like Johnny the Barber is out there,
okay.
A texter says.
Okay.
Bobby, like Bobby Rahal Automotive. There are still Bobbies and Donnies and Johnnies that are out there.
You know what? That makes me feel better about all this, especially the Donnie Iris poll. I mean, Donnie Iris is the greatest Donnie in the history of Pittsburgh.
Donnie Shell?
He forever will be. Donnie Shell.
Not Don Shell. Donnie Shell.
You know what? Maybe I was getting ahead of myself.
You were.
Plus, I don't know how much, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know if Don football goes as well as Donnie football does.
What about Tommies? Like, you know, a lot of people are still called Tommy instead of Tom.
You get the occasional Dougie.
Yeah, Dougie.
Out there.
Or Robbie.
Yeah.
Like, my uncle is Robbie.
Robbie Insmakowski.
Yeah, Robbie Insmakowski. Some people call him Rob, but I call him Robbie, my uncle Robbie.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I was premature on that.
Wow, we have a proud Austin Peay University grad that has texted in the show to say, just FYI, it is in Clarksville, Tennessee, not Texas. Proud grad.
How about that? There we go.